Let's see, Bob, who's calling us from Bothell. Hi, Bob.
Hi there. Good morning. Good afternoon, rather. Thank you for your service to our community. Hey, I'm calling about a 94-year-old World War II B-17 pilot who fell and broke his hip. And they put an 8-inch rod and a 4-inch rod in for repair. And the doctor wants to do some kind of what I think they call it an infusion to strengthen his remaining bones so he doesn't fall and break another bone. Do you have any thoughts or ideas or recommendations about something like that?
I think I missed something, sir. Did you say fusion or infusion? Infusion means, what?
Infusion.
Which one? Infusion.
I think the word was infusion that he told me.
Okay. Well, if it happens to be infusion, that usually means something that's injected either into the muscle or into the veins. And I'm not sure what they would be injecting that would actually work without doing some harm too, because all the patent medicines out there that are used for osteoporosis, and this guy's got to have osteoporosis if he broke his hip like this, all those patent medicines carry with them a number of hazards. You can look that up. However, it is very, very well known which nutrients help the bone cells that build bone to go faster, not too fast, not harming anything, and the bone cells that destroy bone to go slower, again, not killing them, which is what some of the patent medications do. They just kill those bone-destroying cells dead. Instead, it slows them down. It's like putting on the accelerator on one side and the brakes on the other, so we build more bone more rapidly and we don't break it down as rapidly. And those natural things have been known for years. There is a complete formula. Yes, Dr. Gaby and I formulated it years ago. It's called Osteomins, and there's an AM version and a PM version, and it says right on the bottle, how much do you take? Now, another big advantage to Osteomins, and that is that all the minerals are in their most easily to be assimilated form, which is a citrate form. And unfortunately, citrate molecule is really big, so one has to take a bunch of capsules a day. It's 2 in the morning and 4 at lunch and 4 at dinner. But everybody who's persisted with that has had, on follow-up bone density scans, an improvement. And some, although it took them 5 to 6 years, went from bad osteoporosis back to normal, and you can swallow it. And the point to it being highly absorbable is most of us, by the time we're in our 90s, if we have a fracture, we also have one other thing, and that is lowered stomach acid, and so it's harder for us to break down and assimilate our nutrients, and that's part of what the Osteomin gets around by having the most assimilable forms. Gee, I actually pronounced that right. So I would stay away from the infusions. That's just my opinion, but I would stay away from the infusions, and I would use something, either that Osteomins or something like it, unless I can be reassured totally that the infusion has never had any adverse effects, which I doubt.
Okay. Yeah. And is the Osteomins available at your home
dispensary?
Clinic?
Yeah, Thomas Clinic dispensary. It's called a dispensary, but we don't sell pot, even though those are called dispensaries too.
Oh, why don't you step up and start doing that? Only kidding.
Yeah, well, mostly because the state board would frown on that, and they take any opportunity they can to chase alternative medicine doctors.
I understand. All right. Hey, thank you very much. This is very informative, and I'm going to pass this on to him because I told him I'd do some research, and I said, you know everything, so I would call Dr. Wright.
No, sir. I know a heck of a lot about very little. It just happens to be in healthcare, but there's all this knowledge in the world I know nothing about. One other thing to pass along to him. He's 94. If he's got any testosterone left, congratulations. But if we're going to build bone, we have to have testosterone. Why? Does testosterone build bone? Nope. It turns into estrogen right at the side of the bones, and that rebuilds bone. So anyway, get him to have his testosterone checked, because that is kind of the master controller to get things to work insofar as rebuilding the body.